Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got this broken feeling. Everybody talking to their pockets. Everybody wants a box of chocolates and a long stem rose. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that you love me, baby. Everybody knows that you really do. Everybody knows you've been discreet, but there were so many people you just had to meet without your clothes. And everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes.
Citizens of Medford, you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM. My name is Chris Earle. The show is Time Travel with Chris Earle. I am here with you until 7 p.m. Mostly songs about breaks and taking a break and maybe the summer break or just a break in general. Maybe you just you need a break today. Like McDonald's used to have the commercial, you deserve a break today. Anyway, if you're still alert, you're still at work, leave. Still at lurk, 6:05 in the evening. If you're still at work, leave. There you go. My name's Chris Earle, high atop Curtis Hall here at the Tufts University campus in beautiful Medford, Mass. It's nice out there today. Matter of fact, maybe I'll leave. No, I'll stick around till 7 for you. I got some more tunes to play. I got a couple requests coming up, including this one from the Talking Heads. Here on Time Travel.
Thank you.
WMFO Medford is The Killers.
I did my best to notice when the call came down the line. Up to the platform of surrender, I was brought, but I was kind. And sometimes I get nervous when I see an open door. Close your eyes, clear your heart. Cut the cord. Are we human? Or are we dancer? My sign is vital. My hands are cold. And I'm on my knees looking for the answer.
That's a fun little song from The Killers. Are we human or are we dancer? Or just human here on Time Travel? Are you a puppet or are you human? That's what it's basically saying. Make some decisions and move the hell on. Take a break. Time Travel's here with you until 7 p.m. and then I'm going for a Ocho de Mayo taco, maybe. I had a Siete de Mayo taco yesterday. Why not an Ocho de Mayo taco? Why not tacos all month? Especially when they're a dollar. There's a place I went to and they were a dollar, and it wasn't like there was like rat hair in it or anything. They were good. Tasty. It's up in New Hampshire. Can I say the name of the place? I could. I don't want to though, because then all of a sudden all of you are going to show up. And then next thing, the dollar tacos, like $1.50, $2. Then I'm screwed. Nope. Keeping a secret. I'm just telling you, I'm boasting. I get dollar tacos. Where the hell were you? Anyway, time travel's here with you until 7 p.m. How about something from the 90s? Usually nothing good came out of the 90s, but this was good. The Wallflowers. Yeah, but not that one. That's not the one I want. I want the other one. It's the Wallflowers, not that crazy acoustic one. I want the good one with, like, that crazy piano that just, like, you know what it is. Anyway, it's the Wallflowers here on Time Travel with Chris Earle. Yeah. A fine song by Jacob Dylan, Bob Dylan's son. One headlight from the 90s here on Time Travel. Let's go back to, actually, this isn't too far back. I think this was in the 2000s, like early 2000s. It is the Eurythmics. They go back to the 80s, but this one is the Eurythmics here on Time Travel. There's a fun one from the 70s. That is Fleetwood Mac with Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow. And, of course, the Clintons ended up using that. Well, Bill Clinton ended up using that in his campaign. I say the Clintons like she used it, too, but she didn't. That was from the 90s. Bill Clinton used that. And then they clapped along and sang along very goofily, as only very goofy white people can do. I get embarrassed sometimes being a white man looking at people dance like that. I'm like, what is going on? Do they have no rhythm? It just tells me they don't know the song, they've never been to a concert, and they just want to fit in. I don't know. I hate politics. I don't even want to get into it. Time Travel's here with you until 7 p.m. I still got a half an hour here. I think it's time for a break with Lin-Manuel Miranda and his kids. Yeah. Or in Hamilton's kids. Take a break.
Sweet love. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
My dearest Angelica, tomorrow creeps in this petty pace from day to day. I trust you'll understand the reference to another Scottish tragedy without my having to name the play. They think me Macbeth, ambition is my folly. I'm a polymath, a pain in the ass, a massive pain. Madison is Banquo, Jefferson's Macduff, and Burnham Wood is Congress on its way to Dunsinane. And there you are, an ocean away. Do you have to live an ocean away? Thoughts of you subside, then I get another letter, and I cannot put the notion away. I'm on my way.
There's a little surprise before supper, and it cannot wait.
I'll be there in just a minute, save my plate.
Alexander,
okay.
Your son is 9 years old today. He has something he'd like to say. He's been practicing all day. Philip, take it away.
Daddy, look, my name is Philip. I am a poet. I wrote this poem just to show it. And I just turned 9. You can write rhymes, but you can't write mine.
What?
I practice French and play piano with my mother.
Uh-huh.
I have a sister, but I want a little brother.
Okay.
My daddy's trying to start America's bank.
Take a break.
Hey, our kid is pretty great.
Run away with us for the summer. Let's go upstate.
Eliza, I've got so much on my plate.
We can all go stay with my father.
Try to get away.
My dearest Alexander, you must get through to Jefferson. Sit down with him and compromise. Don't stop till you agree. Your favorite older sister, Angelica, reminds you there's someone in your corner all the way across the sea. In a letter I received from you 2 weeks ago, I noticed a comma in the middle of a phrase. It changed the meaning. Did you intend this? One stroke and you've consumed my waking days. It says,
my dearest Angelica,
with a comma after dearest, you've written my dearest Angelica. Anyway, all this to say, I'm coming home this summer at my sister's invitation. I'll be there with your family if you make your way upstate. I know you're very busy, I know your work's important, but I'm crossing the ocean and I just can't wait.
You won't be an ocean away, you'll only be a moment away.
Come downstairs, Angelica's arriving today. Angelica,
Eliza,
the Schuyler sisters,
Alexander.
Hi.
It's good to see your face.
Angelica, tell this man John Adams spends the summer with his family.
Angelica, tell my wife John Adams doesn't have a real job anyway.
You're not joining us, wait.
I'm afraid I cannot join you upstate.
Alexander, I came all this way.
She came all this way.
Take a break.
You know I have to get my plan through Congress.
Run away with us for the summer, let's go upstate.
I lose my job if we don't get this plan through Congress.
We can all go stay with our father. There's a lake I know.
All is yours.
till I get this plan through Congress.
Guess who? Guess who? It's the guess who here on Time Travel.
Lonely feeling deep inside. Find a corner where I can hide.
Yeah, man. bag of goodies and a bottle of wine. I'm going to get it all right tonight. So guess who? All right, how about a song about a pig?
A kind and steady heart can make a gray sky blue, and a task that seems impossible is quite possible for you. A kind and steady heart is sure to see you through. It may not seem like very much right now, but it'll do, it'll do. When you find yourself in the middle of a storm, and you're tired and cold and wet, and you're looking for a place that's cozy and warm, you make it if you never forget. A kind and steady heart can conquer doubt and fear. A little courage goes a long, long way, gets you a little bit further down the road each day. And before you know it, you'll hear someone say, "That'll do, babe. A little courage goes a long, long way, gets you a little bit further down the road each day. And before you know it, you'll hear someone say, "That'll do, that'll do, that'll do."
Yeah. Sun. Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
Farewell, my dear listeners. This is Chris Searle. Have a good night, and I bid you adieu.